All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Jeff Warburton, here with me. Second time on the show, year two, we talked about off air. He's returning a lot in Denver Pioneers, and Coach Warburton's here with me. Coach, how is life in Denver, man, year two?
Life is great, JR. A lot has changed since we last spoke a year ago. I think we were 3-9 at this point a year ago, and today we sit at 9-3 through 12 games. So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to see. It's been fun to watch the participation, the interest from the donors, the fan interest, just the level of engagement in the program has changed so much in the last year. Really, really great to see.
Coach, coming to a new job, seeing when you come to try to assess the damage, what you have to kind of repair and rebuild, that first year to assess your culture, what have you saw over the past year to kind of say, hey, these guys get it, the organization gets it, my alumni get it, my donors get it, my administrators get it. I feel like, Coach, that's really key. Coming at you, kind of reassess things, kind of figure out how can I get this on the right track. So how has it been for you trying to go through that process here?
JR, I think you hit the nail on the head. It was culture. That was the first assignment that I felt we had. And I love being associated with a prestigious academic institution. I think it goes hand in hand with the culture that I want within my basketball program. The high integrity, high character kids. We like to say kids that chase excellence in all they do on the court, off the court, the way they represent our program and the university. So I think that was mission accomplished. I think we did a really good job there. And to your point about, donor involvement and fan engagement, I think they've had a chance to meet the players over the last year and really like the ambassadors for our program and the university that we've put together. And then they've seen a change on the basketball court. You know, let's not kid ourselves. It's reflected in your play and your wins and losses. And we've really improved. I thought we had a great recruiting class a year ago. I thought it provided us with tremendous depth for this season. We've suffered a couple of key injuries to starters, but because of that depth, we've been managed to get off to a very effective start. So I think it's all of those ingredients that have helped put us in the position that we're in. And then, coaches talk about buy-in a lot, JR. I never do. I think I try our best to recruit kids that fit our culture, that fit the mission, the academic mission of the university, that fit our playing style, type of kids that we want. And I think it's a little tougher now because sometimes you don't get to know them as well through the portal. You're not recruiting them for 2 years. You might be recruiting them for any length of time from 2 weeks to 2 months. But I think we do a good job of assessing who would be successful within our program and on the court, off the court. And we've put together just a really nice team. And I would tell you, every day I walk out on the court, man, I enjoy being with those guys.
I hear that, Coach. I feel that's so important, Coach, is that the right fit, because I know in my field radio, it's tricky. I'm the main guy, but I'm not the guy. I needed my staff too with me. It's not the right fit and the right vibe. It just won't work for me in the show itself behind the scenes. So like you said, Coach, fit, and when guys have a deep roster, fit is really important because everybody can't play 25 minutes a night. It's going to be accept your role as well, wherever you are on the team.
Exactly. And, JR, you made the term fit. You talked about the term fit. I think fit is important for the coach as well. Are you at an institution that fits you? Does it fit your values? Does it fit your standards, your expectations, of what college basketball student athletes should be? And I feel like I've got a very good fit here at the University of Denver.
No doubt, Coach. I'll tell you, man, what about your team, man? Like you said, you're having great guys. I know when I played football, I know some of the guys behind me, they ain't able to get the ball playing receiver. I know how it is in football, but for basketball, it's 13 guys out there. It's only 5 guys to be on the court at a given time and 1 minute and want to accept your roles, knowing if you're a screener, knowing if you're a rebounder, or you're a defender. So talk about having a deep roster and getting guys to play now that will help you down the road, but also guys know that they're being ready when they're called upon. When the interest come up on the bound here, Coach.
Obviously, the makeup of the team, the chemistry and the camaraderie is so important within the group. As we build our program, I think the word program is the key word to keep in mind. Nowadays with the portal, you see teams that literally have new teams. They have 10 to 12 new players every year. I made the conscious decision that at Denver, I didn't want to coach a different team every single season. I wanted to do what I could in today's college environment to build a program. And I think you build a program by bringing in young, talented kids and you develop them. And then, of course, the big word today to be able to sustain that is retention. You've got to be able to retain the kid, the young, talented kids that you have in your program that you develop. And I think you do that by the way you care about them on the court, off the court. I think their quality of life off the court is very important to me. I think our guys have a great quality of life here in Denver. They live in a major metropolitan area. There's lots to do. There's certainly a ton of options as a pro sports town. It's a wonderful environment. It's a wonderful culture. So I think that's part of it. So we had three key freshmen a year ago in Toko Teamo from Finland, Coben Porter from Columbia, Missouri, and Tevin Smith from Danville, Illinois. Those were three freshmen a year ago, and they had the opportunity to come in and play significant minutes for us. And they averaged double figures in league play for us last year. They established themselves as really solid Summit League players. So this year, in addition to that, we added Justin Mullins from Chicago. Justin is averaging 12 and a half points a game for us this year as a freshman. We've added Dan Mukuna, a 6'8 perimeter player from Germany. We added a transfer who's still just a redshirt freshman in Ben Bowen from Wyoming. Ben's dad is an assistant coach with the Denver Nuggets and longtime NBA player. So, and last year we also had another freshman, Pedro San Vicente. So there's seven young players that we've been developing and that have been really productive for us. Now, in addition to that, I think you've laid a solid foundation for success beyond, you know, one year at a time. Now you use the portal, and we have used the portal to find graduate transfers that fill needs. We've used the portal to find undergraduate transfers. Our point guard this year, who is one of the best, maybe the best point guard in the Summit League, Tommy Bruner, a transfer from Jacksonville. Tommy's averaging 15 and a half points a game, almost five assists a game. You know, he fit that need for us. I think another deficiency we felt we had a year ago was our rebounding. We were unable to get out and run as much as we'd like. And I felt the big cause of that was not being dominant on the defensive glass. So we added Lucas Kasunis, a graduate transfer, 6'10", 260 pounds from Stanford, and Tyree Corbett, a graduate transfer, 6'7", with a 7-foot wingspan from Coppin State. And along with Toko Teamo, we've been rather dominant on the glass this year, which has allowed us to get out and run and be a high-scoring team this year.
And Coach, as you said, finishing possession is so key. That rebound, get that ball and go. That's something Coach Nathan Miller talks about all the time. Coach Nathan also says, finish possession. Rebound, finish possession, get out and go. So got a break. So Coach Miller talks about all the time here at the Hawks. So it sounds like, oh, I hear that every day in practice. I like that.
So it must make sense. It makes sense to you, right?
Yes, indeed, it does. You also got DeAndre Craig. You signed him, Coach. Tell me about that young man coming to your team next year, Coach.
Yeah, boy, JR, we're really excited about him. We don't have great depth at our point guard position this year. Tommy Bruner's playing big minutes for us, and he's doing a hell of a job in so many ways, leading the team, scoring for us, dishing, creating opportunities. He runs the show. He really does a great job connecting with his teammates. But we don't have a great deal of depth. We don't have another true point guard on the roster. So DeAndre Craig, as you mentioned, is a point guard that goes to Mount Carmel High School in Chicago, be an all-state player. We're really excited about him. I would love, if I have my choice, to beat defenses down the floor every time. And instead of slugging it out 5-on-5 against a set defense, if we can do a good job on the glass and get out and go and hit a defense that hasn't been set yet, that's my desired offense. And we're doing a lot more of that this year. And even if the defense gets back to some degree with three or more defenders, we hit them with a set action in our secondary break. That's been very good for us this year. DeAndre is a jet from foul line to foul line. And he will certainly add that dimension in a year along with a great on the ball defender, which we really need. So we're really excited about bringing DeAndre aboard a year from now.
I hear that, Coach. You know what, man? I looked at some of your games, Coach. I tell you what, you win some close games, man. And so, but it comes down to possessions, though. That's why I tell fans all the time. It's not so much talent, Coach. It's possessions. And one of the close games are you learn in the action, the fire. Because you put that in practice, you can do it in practice, but it's not the same thing as we in a real game, real environment, real pressure. So, about seeing your young men get that fire, that those tests already, going to those close games, winning those games already at a young age for these young men.
Yeah, JR, you're right. Gosh, we've been involved in so many close games. I usually say to my team, you know, over the course of a season, you will have anywhere from 6, 7, 8, 9 games decided by 3 points or less. And when you think about that, you got about 17 points that may dictate your season, whether you win those 9 games or you lose them or you split them. So far, we've done well in those games. And I think we've really played to our identity offensively this season. We're a good shooting, three-point shooting team, not a great three-point shooting team. So I think it's important that we understand that and that our threes need to come inside out. And our identity was established very early this season, which I think helped us have some success early as other teams are trying to find themselves. Our identity is we attack the paint. We through post rolls, through lob passes, through post-ups, through guard penetration, and we attack the paint on multiple times throughout a possession, trying to get the defense in rotation. After 12 games this season, we're second in the country with a 53% offensive field goal percentage, second to Arizona. We're second in the country in shots in the restricted area. We're second in the country in free throws attempted. And I think fourth in the country in free throws made. So what that tells me is we're playing very unselfish basketball. We're hitting the paint multiple times within the possession. We're playing to our identity. You know, the two highest percentage shots are your restricted area twos and your free throws. And we're doing well in those areas. So that certainly has been a strength of our team this year.
And Coach, once again, here's something Coach Nate says, get them in rotation. Ball, but the ball moves in the rotation. All this stuff Coach Nate says, you're saying it, Coach. Hey, you're on the right path. I know that for sure.
You're a basketball guy, JR. That's exactly right.
Yes, indeed, Coach. I'm loving it. And the Summit League, Coach, is getting tougher, you know, and the talent in the league, coaching the league. And, you know, my friend, Joe Esposito, who coaches, I'll tell you a quick story about Coach Esposito. I was at his basketball camp as a 5-year-old
at right?
Tennessee State. Yes.
Joe must be an old guy.
He is. he says it's crazy seeing one of my campers having a radio show, but I bet he was a 5-year-old kid. So seeing him at KC, man, is fun. But Chris Crutchfield, who you'll be playing real soon, Omaha, you know, Paul Mills does a good job at Oral Roberts. So how about the coaching in your league and how deep it is talent-wise and coaching-wise, man?
Yeah, it's nothing but respect with the peer coaches in the conference. These guys do such a great job. You mentioned Joe at Kansas City and Marvin, and boy, they've got some great wins. They're in year one of their rebuild process. I think they're doing great. They've got some really talented young players in their program. You mentioned Paul at Oral Roberts. You know, probably the odds-on favorite, I guess, to win the conference this year. With Max Asemus and company, and he's done a great job, and certainly he's done what we would all aspire to do, is not only make the NCAA tournament but make a deep run in it and get a Sweet 16. So and then last year at South Dakota State, they were the cream of the crop a year ago in our league. They went through the league undefeated. They lost an NCAA tournament game to Providence. Outside of a bad start, I think they could have beat a lot of really good Power 5 teams. So I guess what I would tell you is this year, maybe with the exception of Oral Roberts, the top is maybe a little bit down. I don't know that we have a team that will go undefeated this year, but I think we have great balance. I think the middle and the bottom of the conference is much better than it was a year ago. I think you're going to see the winner of our conference, maybe with as many as five losses. And you're just going to see some things, I think, each Summit League game where maybe teams in the lower end of the conference beat the teams in the upper end. And it's just there's such parity within the conference. We have such great coaches in the conference. It is a really skill-oriented conference and highly skilled players. I think we saw that a year ago, my first year in the conference. But it's like many good conferences, it's a dogfight every time you tee it up.
You got that right, Coach. You got Omaha coming up here. Tell me about what you see for those guys on the field, man.
Yeah. Chris is in his first year there at Omaha. And, they returned some very talented players. I guess there's just such parity. There's nothing that really differentiates maybe eight teams in the conference. I think Oral Roberts, with everyone that they have coming back, and then South Dakota State has a great deal of experience. I want to say South Dakota State has five guys with 25 years of experience at the college level. So, that's what we all try to do. We try to get old and stay old with our teams. And, teams are allowed, they can do that now within the portal and, replace graduating seniors with graduate transfers. And, you're bringing guys in with five and with COVID now, gosh, as many as 6 years of experience at the college level. So, and then I think that's why you see the parity all across college basketball.
No doubt, Coach, 100%, man. So let me ask you this, man. You got to play Chris and those guys. They play Oregon State. So there's some days off before some elite play gets going for real. So how are you going to spend time with your family, your wife, your children, man, with this holiday coming up here, man?
I think like anyone in our profession, those days are few and far between, And I know one of the things that we've lacked, and I think everybody, talking to coaching friends across the country, you're just preparing for games. You're trying to get in all of your non-conference slate, and you just don't have a lot of practice time, where you have 3 days dedicated to getting yourself better and not concentrating on an opponent. So we have a little bit of that. We have an off day today, and then we have 3 days to prepare for our next opponent. So we'll have a little bit of that, which is great. But we're looking forward to the break. It's been a grind, I think, for coaches and players. And, I think everybody's looking forward to we close out December 21st at Oregon State. And then I think everybody hops on a plane to head home, and we'll enjoy a good three solid days, which in our business is a good break, JR. I really encourage my guys to get away from it, get their mind in a good spot, get their bodies feeling better. I think mental health is such a big part of what we do with young people. And I think the break is really needed. Come back refreshed and ready to attack our conference play after Christmas.
Same here, Coach. I know we have a game of 23rd against the Pistons. And, my girlfriend's birthday is Christmas Day. So she kind of got screwed.
We got to make it extra special.
Yes, we're going to Florida, but it's going to be raining in Florida. I said, baby, I'm sorry. You want to go to the beach, but I got the beach coming. So I can't wait here in the winter, but weather with me, baby. I'm sorry. But 3 days off, and I'm going to enjoy that down there with her for our birthday.
Well, my son's birthday is Christmas Eve, December 24th. So same boat. We've celebrated both at the same time. And my son's a GA at Purdue, and they're having a great season, number one in the country. And he's in his first year as a GA there, and it'd be nice to see him for 3 days and talk about his experience and compare notes with the best team in the country right now.
I hear that, Coach. So good talks as always, Coach. I'll be cheering for you guys out there in Denver. You and Chris know I support you guys a lot, man. So let's know I'm looking, watching, looking, Coach. I hope you do well, man. Hope you get that big dance this year, man. Get that ticket, man, and make some noise, man.
Thank you, JR. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Appreciate you reaching out to us and anytime.
Thanks, Coach. Have a happy holiday season, man.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.